Tom Schnabel of KCRW in Santa Monica offers today's global hit.
About maybe a month and a half ago, I got a little slimline record by a guy named Roberto Occhipinti. The record is called A Bend in the River, and I put it in, and immediately I said, wow, who is this guy, and what is this stuff? Turns out, this guy is a classically trained bass player. The guy immediately proved to me that he can write for strings. He's used in a lot of string orchestras, but is an amazing improviser, too. So the first track is called Umbria, and this is a song that immediately captivated me by his ability to write for strings and make a strong musical statement. The track is called Umbria. It's by bassist Roberto Occhipinti, guy who's based in Toronto, Canada, and works with the Cuban musicians, a lot of Cuban musicians in Toronto, probably because of their relaxed immigration policies and the fact that they pour money into the arts. The new album is called A Bend in the River. Here's another track from it that I really like, and this is a classic track from John Coltrane. It's a very spiritual track. It was written for a cousin of his. It's called Naima. It's been recorded a million times, and I think musicians take this song very seriously and have to treat it right, and I think that he does a great job with it, so let's check it out. Naima, written by John Coltrane and performed here by bassist Roberto Occhipinti. Naima, the classic track by John Coltrane, rendered here by bassist Roberto Occhipinti. The new album is called A Bend in the River. His rhythm section is Luis Denis on alto saxophone, David Vireyes playing piano, and the great Cuban drummer, Daphnis Prieto. All these guys are from Cuba, and it makes for a really nice synergy between this Italian bass player. They're all based in Toronto, Canada.
Tom Schnabel is music programmer for KCRW in Santa Monica.